Greetings to you all, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. I must admit that I've been, and my family, we have been enjoying the fellowship with you all. And earlier on, we have heard a song from our sister. There wasn't any musical instrument accompanying this song. The song itself was music. Praise God. I have brought something new with me. But it is not new for those of us who are in Christ Jesus. It's new for those who are without Christ. And the topic of the message is the new wine of Christ's salvation. Let us take our Bibles and turn to Luke chapter 5, reading from verse 33 to 39. Luke chapter 5, verses 33 to 39. Then they, the Pharisees that is, said to him, Jesus, why do the disciples of John fast often and make prayers, and likewise those of the Pharisees, but yours eat and drink? And he said to them, can you make the friends of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, then they will fast in those days. Then he spoke a parable to them. No one put a piece from a new garment on an old one. Otherwise, the new makes a tear. And also, the piece that was taken out of the new does not match the old. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins, or else the new wine will burst the wineskins and be spilled, and the wineskins will be ruined. But new wine must be put into new wineskins, and both are preserved. And no one, having drunk old wine, immediately desires new, for he says, the old is better. Let us pray. Our gracious God and most righteous eternal Father, we thank you for your word. Pray that you bless your word unto our heart and glorify your name in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Here we read a portion where Jesus was being questioned about fasting by a certain group of people called the Pharisees. The Pharisees, an ancient group of religious people, that their religion was Judaism. All right, and they strictly deal with the law. So they esteem themselves highly than others. Right, so Judaism was their religion. Ancient group of religious Jews. They are considered as legalist and formalist. Legalist in the sense that they practice excessive adherence to the law. And formalists, in the sense that they practice to shift the focus away from the spiritual to the outward things that embody that religion. You could imagine if the Pharisee stepped inside here this morning, you would see them with the biggest face mask and bright colors too, and perhaps decorations. Their purpose, their aim is to be seen by men. They are self-righteous people. So it's not good to be called a Pharisee. It's something bad. They are known as hypocrites. So if someone calls you a Pharisee, it means that you are a hypocrite. And that's not good. Unfortunately, the spirit of the Pharisee lingers in our world today. And Jesus would say to us, just as in Matthew 16, verse 1, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Beware of the doctrine of the Pharisees. So please make note of these words as we go along. Pharisees, otherwise known as hypocrites. I've mentioned the word legalist from legalism. It has to do with excessive adherence to law. Remember the word formalist, as in formalism, where they focus on outer form instead of on the spiritual. So I'll be using those words as time goes by. So bear in mind those four words. In verse 37 and 38, about new wine and wineskin, it is parallel to that of the new cloth and old garment that we read of in verse 36, and conveys essentially the same meaning. Wineskins, otherwise called skin bottles, were made of goat skins or sheepskin, and is used in Jesus' time for carrying water and storing wine. After the animal was slaughtered, special techniques were used to separate the skin from the carcass. The carcass was then pulled out of the skin, which remained intact except for the openings where the head and the feet were severed. These openings were tied securely, and the skin formed a perfect bag or bottle. So you see, in our time, bottle, what we know as bottle, is not what they used to know of in Jesus' time. It's skin bottle. So the word bottle is used in the King James Version, and it can be misleading because the actual word is skin. A new fresh wine skin, as mentioned in Luke 5, verse 37, would be flexible and elastic enough to stretch under the pressure of fermenting wine, whereas an old, stiff one would simply burst apart and result in destruction of both the skin bottle and the wine. Both would be destroyed. So Jesus, as we read earlier, that he spoke to them in parable, a short story with a moral or spiritual meaning. Jesus was teaching that Christianity cannot be contained in ancient Judaism, nor can be grace be confined in the bonds of legalism. So here, legalism has to do with excessive adherence to the law. Law and grace are separate and apart. Some persons are mixing up law and grace, but they do not work together. It's time to leave the old and come to the new, which is the grace of our Lord. It is by grace that we are all saved. It's grace. It's time to leave the old. Many persons today are holding on to the old, the law, and many other things, and think that they can be justified with God. But that's not possible. The Pharisees admitted as acceptable the preaching of John, and to some extent were receptive to his practice of self-discipline and abstention from all forms of indulgence. They endorsed John's practice of fasting frequently and praying while they questioned Jesus' teaching and emphasis on freedom and joy. These people, the Pharisees, were self-righteous. They could not understand that when we are in Christ Jesus, there is freedom and joy. They could not understand that. Luke 5, verse 33, the Pharisees said to Jesus, "Why do the disciples fast and often and make prayers, and likewise those of the Pharisees, but yours eat and drink?" When we are in Christ and experience that new birth, the new, we can eat and drink with gladness. And we as Christians have been enjoying that new wine of Christ's salvation. We can drink with gladness. This is not new for us who are in Christ, but it's the power of God unto salvation. It's new for those who are perishing without Christ. Jesus answered, in effect, "I have brought new wine to my disciples, which is new life to men, a new birth, a new nature, new joy, new blessings. And this new gospel that I am bringing cannot be mixed in rigid legalism and dead formalism. Cannot be mixed in them." He said, "You have but a form of godliness. You are like whitewashed sepulchres, attractive in outward appearance, but inwardly filled with death and corruption." As in Matthew 23 and verse 27. But Romans 6 and verse 11 tells us that the whole man of the born again person die daily. The old man of the born again person die. It's crucified with Christ that the body of sin might be done away with. That we should be no longer to slave or longer be slave of sin. And in verse 11 tells us that we should reckon ourselves dead indeed to sin, but alive unto God in Jesus Christ. Praise God. We are no longer slave to sin, but we are free people. We can praise God that we have the power to overcome sin. Sin does not have dominion over us who have experienced the new birth, the new wine of Christ's salvation. In John 3, verse 3, Jesus told Nicodemus, a man of the Pharisee, that he must be born again and receive a completely new life and a new nature in order to enter into the kingdom of God. The new wine of Christ's salvation, which is of eternal life, and the new and unspeakable joy of that salvation could never be poured into the old unregenerated heart of the natural man. Could not be. What would happen? For it would burst and demolish it. Cannot work. Man must become a new creation. As the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 avows, in the case of all who are in Christ Jesus. The new wine of the gospel cannot be put into the old skin of the unregenerated lives. Cannot. So all things must pass and all things become new. And this is exactly what Jesus came to do. This is exactly. So all things must become new. Meaning we should leave the old and accept the new. And those of us who have been enjoying the new should stick to it. Because Christ gives us that assurance. We are not sticking to it in doubt or without hope. For we have a blessed assurance in Jesus Christ. Our salvation is based on faith. Faith in the Lord Jesus. When a person receives Christ in his life as Lord and Savior, he receives a new heart, a new life, new spirit, new nature, new power, new joy, new hope, new peace, new desire, and new delights. The natural man does not desire the new because he says the old is better. As in Luke 5 verse 39. Spiritual things are foolish and are unpalatable to him. He cannot understand. Sin is sweet to the flesh. So no man enjoying that immediately desire the new. He said, the Bible never said it is better. The Bible said, he said it is better. And this, we are calling you, if there is anyone who have not accepted Christ as his Savior, don't be foolish. The old must pass. The flesh must pass. And that's why the flesh is not going anywhere. For we shall all be changed, those of us who are alive. Those who are dead in Christ shall be raised. And we all receive a new body, an incorruptible body. For the old must pass, and all things become new. The natural or the unconverted man frequently try to place some part of the gospel into their religious curriculum and think that they will achieve God's favor. But satisfactory results are impossible. There are many, and we don't have to call names of such. We can hear many preaching of persons trying to inject aspects of the gospel into their religion. But mere religion is not of importance. All that matters is a new creation, the result of the new birth, which is of the new wine in Christ Jesus. The Bible said, therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outer man is perishing, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16. We do not lose heart. We are confident that what Christ promised us will come through. There is no doubt in our heart. We are living a new life, a life which we are inviting those who haven't experienced this life to wake up and accept Christ as his Savior. Is there anyone here who is not saved? It is by grace that you are saved through faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It is with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Salvation is not based on denomination. It's based on the object of your faith, Jesus Christ, the one who gives the new wine of salvation, which is of eternal life. For his name's sake, amen. Let us pray. Our gracious God and most righteous eternal Father, we thank you once more for your word. Your word which is sharper than any two-edged sword. Your word which is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. We pray, O God, that your word will find have a place in our heart. And especially those who have not come to you to know you as personal Savior, that they will do so before it's too late, to enjoy the new wine of Christ's salvation, which is of eternal life. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' precious name. Amen.